Good evening, everybody. I just tried to do a boo, but something went wrong with it, and I deleted it because in the end there was nothing left of it. I tried to trim it, and I've done that loads of times, but I don't know quite what I did, and it ended up with the noise that just went and that was it. I kept wanting to stop it in a certain place, and I kept pressing the record button because I'm so used to double tapping to stop things. And of course, when you're in audio boom, that starts the recording again. So, in the end, I just got fed up with it. And I couldn't post it anyway because it just went eh. There's been very little on audio boom the last few days since the end of audio mo and all that. Not many people seem to have taken up the audio blow thing. I haven't, simply because I didn't start it from the beginning. And I know it's not an everyday thing. But I just post when I feel like it anyway, and sometimes I go a couple of days without doing anything. And then, like today, I'll do several things. So I was actually clearing up in the kitchen in my last post, but I've done that now. I was very careful not to run the tap when I was talking, or not to talk when I was running the tap. But I'm now going to make myself a cup of tea, and followed by a dog, as you can hear. And I wanted to just tell you about... Yeah? It's curry.
I think I'll be able to take another thingy.
Nurofen?
No.
Paracetamol?
No.
Antibiotic?
Yeah.
What time did you take that one?
About 5 o'clock.
How many are you supposed to take a day?
Just take three, space them even.
Yeah, take, but don't take another one now till 6 in the morning.
6?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because if it's 3 times a day, then you should try and space it out 8 hours between each one.
Up at 6,
when you wake up, if you're awake, if you're at 6 or 7, and then try and space it equally. Try not to take them too close together. It's all right on the first day because you didn't start until late, and you want to get it. You want to kick it in.
I've only taken one.
Yeah, no, we'll take another one today because you want it to start to kick in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then try to take one about 2:30.
What, in the morning?
Yeah.
No. Because you just take two today, and then you start tomorrow morning properly. How is it? Is it any better? What painkillers have you taken lately?
I took paracetamol and ibuprofen earlier.
What time?
About 5 o'clock.
So you can take another ibuprofen. Don't take any more paracetamol really till the morning. But you can take it. How much ibuprofen have you had today? 2 lots. Or one. Try and keep track of it.
I see a vegetarian sausage
thing. What vegetarian? Oh, yeah,
no. You had your peas pudding?
Yeah, you're on audio boo, by the way. Yeah, I had some peas pudding. I did an audio boo about it, actually. I'm so sad, aren't I? I just did one and I deleted it because I messed it up.
Why?
Right.
Did you resume?
Yeah. Look at him scratching that door over there. And I forgot to drink it.
Oh,
I know.
Did you resume it again? Oh, it's actually really hurting.
Don't try and
eat. I've got a heart under it.
I know, because it's throbbing, that's all.
Heart of spades.
The queen of hearts.
That's it.
She made some tarts. No. Yeah, the Queen of Hearts, made some tarts. All on a summer's day. The Knave of Hearts, he stole the tarts. I had to play the part of the Knave of Hearts in a play when we did Alice in Wonderland at school. I did, and I was about 12, and I had to dress up in striped pyjamas, like a clown's outfit. I felt like a right idiot. And I had to go and I didn't have to say anything. All I had to do was go on the stage, pick this plate of jam tarts, and they made real ones for it as well. Yeah, when you're nervous about doing something, I couldn't eat more than one. I had to sit down right on the front of the stage, like cross-legged, with this plate on my lap and eat it, stuff it in and eat it. And I could, and it was really... I'm not greedy. He's only joking. He is. And it was dry. It was so dry to try and eat it when you know your mouth goes dry.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I wish I had a recording of that play. I wonder if any of my friends did. was funny. We'll get another one. Hello, Pinky!
I
never do. Pinky! Actually, I think I did this morning because the others were all in the dishwasher and it was the only one I wanted my tea out of, so I washed it out and made some more. But I don't normally. Pinky! Yes? What are you going in there for, Pink? Your nosy little cat.
That was the door, Mum. That weren't that door over there.
What one was it then? What did she do to it? Rub up against it? She's simple.
It didn't hit me in my little face, did it?
Oh, she isn't. Leave her alone. She's lovely.
She's not lovely. Oh, I am. You don't mean that, Roman. No, you don't. You love me.
Oh, I might have some lemon water.
Lemon water? Oh, like I told you.
No, you didn't tell me.
Oh, it's like, well, I that's what I have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was that? We didn't have any fresh lemons when I had it, though. I've got a bottle of lemon juice up there in the fridge.
Is that how you done
it? I just put a little bit of lemon juice in the bottom. And put some hot water on it.
Lemon.
You've got to do it, you've got to squeeze it.
What do you mean I've got to squeeze it?
Well, you've got to squeeze it.
No, I just want the slices. I want slices.
Well, cut it up any way you like, then. Put it on a plate, do it on a plate. No, you don't cut the plate, cut it in half. I don't really know how they cut it. You know when they do it in a restaurant, they do it in like little segments, but I'm not sure how they do that, because any way I cut it, the only way I cut lemons is when I squeeze them and I cut them in half to do that. No, well, I don't cut off the end to do that. But.
Why?
Well, because when you squeeze them, you don't want all the juice coming up over your hand. You want it to all go down. If you cut the top of the end of it off, then when you squeeze it, you're going to squeeze it all over your hand instead.
No, it's good for your skin.
Well, I drank it because we had no fruit, we had no squash that day, and I just wanted something fruity, and that was the only thing we had. We had some oranges.
Like
no, we're not. It's just we haven't done the shopping, and we had oranges, satsumas, but some of them, they were all right, but they were a bit dry inside because they'd been there a bit of a long time.
Oh, I got rid of them.
Good. I was going to get rid of them anyway.
Did you get rid of all that food up there? Yeah. I got rid of some of it.
Yeah.
But not too preserving me.
I got rid of all that. The food waste bin was full this week. It was actually full.
Right outside?
Yeah. The big one. I've never had that happen before. There was bread that we hadn't used up and pita bread.
We wasted so much food, actually.
I know, we did. You don't think so? I hope it doesn't.
I hope it does.
Don't be nasty to Lammy.
I feel well,
Lammy. I was just saying, I dropped a raisin on the floor when I was cooking the curry.
Of course, I can't pick it up.
They're so slippery. They're much slipperier than orange pips. I don't know why. When I squeeze them...
They're oily.
No, they're not really oily. But when you squeeze them with the lemon squeezer, and you try and get the pips, and they stick in a little bit... Like
ooh,
the compartments.
Yes,
it's really hard to... Oh, no, seriously, it's really hard to get hold of them.
Yes.
They're so slippery. I came out here to... Don't do that. Flip water over me. I came out here to make a cup of tea. Do you fancy making me one? You having lemon in cold water?
Yeah.
If you've got a sore throat, you know what? You have lemon, warm water, hot
sugar.
Water. No, honey is the best
honey,
thing.
Yes, honey.
Where is the honey? Is it in the cupboard?
Yeah, I've got a squeeze.
Okay.
I don't like the jar of it.
Well, it just goes like all fermented at the bottom. It says don't. But it says don't put it in the fridge, didn't it? Didn't it say on that? Keep it.
I don't know, but it says to put it in warm water to get it back to the normal.
But
it
didn't work.
And it didn't work. I was like, well, fucking tell me to fucking do it.
Stop it! Stop!
I'm joking.
Yes. Unfortunately, you're not joking.
Oh, yes.
Hmm? Where's the dishwasher cleaner, by the way? Because I want to do that tomorrow. I would have done it earlier, but it's a bit late. Can you just show me where it is, please, before you go?
Next to the who's in that film that I've got?
Which film? I don't know what film you got. So how can I possibly guess?
Kingsman, Secret Service. Guess who's in it from EastEnders?
Phil.
No.
Shirley.
No.
Is it a man or a woman?
Woman.
I don't watch EastEnders. I can't even... Ronnie.
Yeah. She's a crackhead in it. Not a crackhead, but she's...
She's not much better than EastEnders from when I've seen it. I don't think she's a crackhead in that. She's just a lunatic. Pinching people's babies. That's when I used to watch it, when she pinched that woman's baby. No. Remember? Because hers died. She swapped it and she gave them the dead one. That's so far-fetched. Did she have a baby in the end? Have you watched it lately?
No.
I can't remember her name. What's her name in real life?
Zoe.
No, it's not. It is. It's something... Isn't it Samantha?
Zoe Wanamaker.
Oh, it's not. I think it's Samantha something.
No, Zoe Wanamaker is.
Yeah, she's an actress.
She's the one from My Family.
No, I didn't know that. I'm not very good at celebrity, I'm afraid. I don't... People get so hung up on their lives and what they do and who's had an affair with who, and I just couldn't care less. I'm not in the slightest bit interested. They can...
Oh, that's a surprise,
Mum.
You're always in everyone's business.
Oh, bloody well not, you little liar. So I keep my nose out of everyone's business. Yes, I do. Do.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know I do. What? You little liar. Pass me that cleaner, please. I'm just going to put my phone down in a minute. Right, so what do you do with it? That's not the one. That's not it. That's soap, you idiot. That's the rinse aid. I want the actual cleaner.
Well, that's what I got.
Oh, you didn't. You don't lie.
That's the one that I got.
That's rinse aid. You know it. That's rinse aid. Give me the proper thing.
You said it wasn't rinse aid.
Oh, I've never had one like that before.
Yes, you have.
Have I?
Yeah.
So you take that off. What do? You take the lid off.
Use dishwasher cleaner when the dishwasher is empty.
Yeah.
Only remove the sticker, not the cap.
Oh, so it's got a stick on top.
Oh, yeah. Place the bottle upside down in the bottom rack, like you would place a plate, keeping the cap closed. Run the dishwasher empty on a minimum 65 Celsius program.
I don't know how you... How does that stand up like a plate without falling over? I know what it looks like. That's not like anything else. I have had one had a different one. I've had one, you know, like those square bottles in the bathroom that got my surgical stuff.
Yes, yes.
I've had one the shape of that. That's what I was imagining it like.
Oh, that lemon's lovely on
it. Lemon is really lovely, the smell of it. Fresh lemon is so lovely. You've got your Ritz with
cream cheese. Probably a little bit of lemon juice on that plate as well.
Oh, that hurts. I mean, like pancakes.
No, it's
like pancakes, eh?
And water with lemons in it.
How many lemons? One.
Three? Three slices.
Oh, what have you done with the rest of it?
Put it in that bag and then...
Oh, I really should wrap it up in foil.
Oh, I'm so sorry, dear.
Well, you want to keep it fresh, that's all.
Well, you keep it fresh then.
Shut up! Buzz off. There's not much, otherwise I'll give you a bad tooth.
Why are you following me, you little shit?
I'll give you a bad tooth the other side. If you haven't got one...
I've got a bad tooth, that's fine.
You haven't got one already.
She said that one needs a root canal as well.
You've got a root canal. I've never had that. I do not envy you. I've heard people that have it.
I've had root canal before.
Have you?
Yeah.
How could you? You can't have done, don't
you?
I'm sure
I have. I'm sure I've heard it.
I don't know exactly what they do.
I don't know, to be honest. I just want to open it up, so I don't know. Nice, lovely teeth.
You're going to get your fork, it's a fork as well.
That's what she said to you. She said, you might have to have dentures.
She didn't.
I'm joking.
Oh, don't say that.
No, she just said you need to have your teeth. You don't want dentures at the young age.
No, you don't.
I was like, well, actually, I was like, I
heard you chatting away in there, but... Then these two women came in with a little girl, and she was quite sweet, but she was reading out of a book really loud, and I was annoyed because I couldn't hear what the woman was saying.
Oh
no! Oh. No, she was sweet. Don't say things like that. I know you're only joking, but other people don't think.
Well, what was that gift for?
I couldn't hear what you were saying, or what she was saying.
I can't remember what she said, to be honest.
I knew you wouldn't remember properly.
No, it was, but I just...
Luckily, you checked away in there going, ha ha ha.
Why is your glass up here?
Where?
Well, we start.
Oh, I put it in the dishwasher. I probably meant to put it away and didn't.
Oh, yeah, then rice put into the plate.
What are they, those little cans I saw? I washed up.
Oh, no, they're like round, they're round ones.
Oh, yeah, the bigger ones.
And these ones.
Yeah, then.
There's vanilla custards.
Ugh.
Or there's strawberry original and apple. But
I don't really like
that. I don't like apple.
I don't like rice pudding. How many did you buy?
I got two.
And have you eaten already?
Yeah. Why did one get there once that?
No, you've got bloody bad tea.
Funny, isn't it? I can't help it that I've got a sweet tooth.
It's not like you don't clean them. Well, you do. You're in there for bloody hours when you clean your teeth.
Because I've done twice and then I use mouthwash.
Well, that's a bit OCD-ish, I think.
It's not, because it's for the years that I haven't done, so I can catch up. I'm joking, no, but I don't mind.
See you later. So, what?
Hmm?
You don't take your antibiotic, eat that and then take your antibiotic.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Something.
Amoxicillin.
Sorry, fucking doctor over there.
Yeah, I'm the doctor, I know all everything like that.
Yeah,
see you later. I'm the first blind doctor. Well, I don't think I can add anything to this, really. We had nice curry. I'm sitting in the kitchen. It was little prawns and king prawns. Some people call those little ones shrimp. I'm not sure whether they are or not. And I didn't put too much in it. I put fried onion and garlic, and then we had a sauce. Which I didn't make, I'll admit. The last time we had curry, I did make my own sauce, but tonight I didn't. I just got I don't know what make it was. I can't remember. And I fried onions and garlic and tomatoes, and we had peas, and I put a handful of mixed dry fruit, which had raisins and sultanas and candied peel. Because it wasn't a sweet curry. It wasn't a really hot one, but it had a bit of a kick. It wasn't really sweet, but that makes a different taste. It kind of diversifies the taste, if you like. And, it was very nice. It didn't take too long. I did a bit too much rice, but I suppose I didn't have much. I only had like a half a cereal bowl of curry, so... Probably the leftover rice is enough for one person, really. And there's a bit of curry left over, which I put in the fridge. Ronan didn't have any because he doesn't like prawns. Connor's home. Obi's upstairs because he was on early today. And he's home tomorrow. And I think we're supposed to be clearing out the shed. These dogs want to go out, I think. Do you want to go out, dogs? You might be able to hear my kitchen clock ticking, but I think it's wrong. Just a battery wall clock. So I think I'll go off and make my tea now. And excuse the foul language from my son. He only likes to do it to wind me up. And I'll speak to you all soon. 40 minutes. Oh, shut up.